You ain't never had a friend, never had a friend. You ain't never had a friend, never had a friend. You ain't never.
Yes, it's movie day. Chris Bellini, our Blue Jean movie critic, is here with Aladdin, the new version. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. It sounds like you're feeling the music. You're feeling the love.
That's right. I'm feeling the holiday weekend. But yeah, let's start with the love of Aladdin.
Well, obviously, this is another one of those live-action remakes. I have to say I've liked a lot of the ones that they've thrown out there. This time around, Mehmet Mastoud stars as Aladdin. We remember him as that charming, street-smart thief who's going to eventually develop a relationship with Agrabah's courageous Princess Jasmine, this time played by Naomi Scott. And as we know the story goes, he finds the magic lamp, releases that wisecracking genie, played by Will Smith, and in his three wishes, as you'll see in this scene from the film, or just say you should hear in this scene from the film, you know he's going to try to use some of those wishes to try to gain Jasmine's attention.
Make me a prince?
There is a lot of gray area in make me a prince. I could just make you a prince.
Oh, no.
Right, you'd be snuggled up with that dude for the rest of your life.
Yo, y'all see my palace?
Be specific with your words. The deal is in the detail.
Got it.
Which I don't really understand, because if she already likes you, why change?
I told you, she has to marry a prince.
I just want to go home, man.
Okay, I can do that.
He can do anything.
He's a genie.
Yeah, he's a genie.
He can do that. So here's the question. I'm going to ask you, how do you feel about, this is one of those movies where remake Belle, you remake Dumbo, you remake Cinderella.
Yeah.
That lead character is iconic, but who plays them is not iconic. And I know there's a lot of conversation about, here we go, we got Will Smith stepping in for Robin Williams. So I just want to see, before I say anything else, where are you at in that whole thing?
I say the best man wins.
Okay, all right. Well, that's kind of what you got to do when you see these movies.
Yeah, is it worth it? I mean, that's always the question we have, Chris, is the remake as good, better than, or in no way possibly better than?
Well, let's answer that in a few stages. I think, in general, a lot of people are going to walk away from this feeling that the original was better, that there just was a little bit more magic. That's just my personal opinion. But I think that has to do, for me at least, there were some new music arrangements of some of the classic songs that I felt that didn't quite work for me, or there just was something missing. Some of the music numbers didn't have the zing. Some of them did. But aside from that, you know, you got to look at this for what it is. Disney knows what it's doing. It may not be my favorite live-action remake, but there is a lot to like in this version. You know, you got the visual aspect. The landscape is stunning. Mastoud does a great job. He brings plenty of charm to the character of Aladdin. And, you know, Will Smith, here's the thing. You know it's going to be tough trying to come close to what Robin Williams did, because it was so iconic, it's so memorable. But I appreciate what he did. He holds his own, he kind of mixed it up, he kind of toned it down a bit. But that doesn't mean he still doesn't bring some humor to the film. I think you go in looking at what he's going to do from square one, and I think you're going to be okay, because I really liked what he did. For me, though, I think the standout is Naomi Scott. Love what the filmmakers did with this, because they gave Jasmine a strong voice.
Mm-hmm.
They mixed things up. They gave her a real strong purpose in this movie, so you're going to see more emotion and depth of this character than you've ever seen before. I like that. Not to mention, there is a new song. I don't know where you fall on that. I've heard it a couple times. I liked it. I thought it gave you great insight into her character. It was catchy, and it was moving. So that's what these musicals are all about. So I really appreciate the way they did that. So I guess the whole point I'm saying is, Disney knows what they're doing. It's going to be fun. There's going to be catchy tunes.
Yeah.
It's going to be colorful. You're going to have a good time, right? And then the nostalgia is going to be there. There are going to be moments where you're going to be nostalgic, especially for the old one, and that's always good when they bring that up. So for me, you can't go wrong for a movie like this. This is one of those ones I was talking about John Wick last time.
Yeah.
You can only go with a certain person to John Wick. This movie, you could take the entire family, you could take your friends, and you know that you're going to walk out a little bit more uplifted and having a good time. So sure, not perfect, but definitely a good time, and you can't discount that.
And that's the story on Aladdin. And Chris, it's a long holiday weekend. What should we stream?
Well, you know, I haven't seen it because it just came out today. I know a lot of people are excited for Stranger Things Season 3 coming out in July. But
yeah.
If you can't wait, there's a movie called Rim of the World. Have you heard about it?
Rim of the World?
Yes. It's about an alien invasion, right? And it happens during a summer camp. And what's going to happen is you're going to have these kind of four misfit teens that are going to be entrusted with this magical key, and they're going to have to try to stop the invasion. You look at the cover art, it has a very strong Stranger Things vibe to it. So if you're looking for that sort of fun teenage adventure in the Goonies vein, I'm going to check it out probably tonight. I think that's the one you should go to, because you know what? Summer, is knocking on the door. Schools get out next week, or at least most of them. What better way to kind of start that summer with a long weekend and a kind of fun sci-fi teen movie?
That's right. Kids by the Lake, Aliens. I'm in. Sounds
go
good.
Next,
it's
right?
called the Rim Tribe of the World?
Yes.
Rim of the World. Okay, we'll watch
Netflix.
For that. Netflix. Okay. Chris, have a wonderful weekend with you and your kids, and thanks for being here today.
You betcha. Likewise.
That's Chris Bellini, our Blue Jean movie critic.